J.K. Rowling's fourth Cormoran Strike novel, under her Robert Galbraith pseudonym, has become something of a cultural phenomenon, with fans eagerly anticipating each new installment in the series. Lethal White topped bestseller lists worldwide upon its 2018 release, with celebrities from Emma Watson to Stephen King praising its intricate plotting and character development. The novel's exploration of class divisions in British society earned particular acclaim, with The Guardian calling it a searing portrait of a Britain divided against itself. The book's success further cemented Rowling's reputation as a master of both fantasy and crime fiction, proving her storytelling prowess extends far beyond the wizarding world. The story begins with Robin Ellicott's wedding to Matthew Cunliffe, a day that should be joyous but is marred by tension. Robin's unexpected delight at seeing her former boss, Private Detective Cormoran Strike, during the ceremony has infuriated Matthew. Their argument escalates when Robin confronts Matthew about deleting Strike's messages, a betrayal that nearly costs her the detective career she treasures. Though they reconcile enough to continue at the reception, the damage is done. When Strike prepares to leave the wedding early, Robin follows him to the stairs where they share an emotional embrace, with Strike offering her a proper contract to return to work. 1 year later, Strike's detective agency has flourished following his capture of the Shacklewell Ripper. Now famous, he finds surveillance work more challenging, but has expanded his operation with subcontractors. His relationship with Robin has grown distant and formal since her decision to stay with Matthew. The agency's routine is interrupted when a distressed young man named Billy Knight bursts into Strike's office, claiming he witnessed a child being strangled and buried years ago up by the horse. Before Strike can learn more details, Billy flees in panic. This strange encounter coincides with Strike receiving a request to meet with Jasper Chiswell, the Minister for Culture. Chiswell reveals he's being blackmailed by Jimmy Knight, Billy's brother, and Geraint Wynne, husband of the Minister for Sport. The blackmail appears connected to gallows that Chiswell sold without paying the Knights their share. But Strike suspects there might be more to the story, particularly given Billy's disturbing claims about a murdered child. The investigation requires Robin to go undercover in Parliament as Chiswell's goddaughter Venetia Hall, where she encounters the lecherous Geraint Wynne, his blind wife Della, and various members of the dysfunctional Chiswell family. As Strike and Robin dig deeper, they discover unexpected connections between the Knights and Chiswells, including that Jimmy Knight's father had worked as a joiner for the Chiswell family. As the investigation intensifies, the personal lives of Strike and Robin become increasingly complicated, mirroring the tangled nature of the case itself. Strike's relationship with girlfriend Lorelai shows mounting strain, his emotional unavailability and workaholic tendencies creating familiar patterns of discord. Meanwhile, he remains haunted by his ex-fiancée Charlotte's recent marriage announcement, which surfaces unwanted memories and regrets. Charlotte's occasional provocative social media posts suggest she still aims to maintain some hold over Strike's attention. Robin's marriage to Matthew deteriorates rapidly, with their fundamental incompatibilities becoming impossible to ignore. Matthew's controlling behavior manifests in subtle yet persistent ways, questioning her late work hours, expressing concern about her partnership with Strike, and attempting to limit her career advancement. Their arguments about her dangerous job escalate, particularly after a close call during surveillance leaves Robin with minor injuries. Matthew's disapproval of her career choice masks deeper issues of insecurity and need for control. The investigation takes a shocking turn when Jasper Chiswell is discovered dead in his historic London home, his head grotesquely encased in a plastic bag connected to a helium canister. Though the scene appears staged as suicide, Strike immediately notices troubling details. The position of the body seems slightly off, and certain items in the study appear deliberately arranged. Izzy Chiswell, devastated by her father's death but sharp-minded in her grief, hires them to investigate. She presents compelling evidence suggesting her stepmother Kinvara's involvement, including suspicious financial transactions and a series of threatening text messages. Their investigation uncovers layers of motives and resentments within the Chisbal family. Raphael, Jasper's troubled son, harbored deep-seated anger over his father's perceived favoritism toward his siblings and his harsh business practices. Jimmy Knight's vendetta against the Chiswells stems from historical land disputes and alleged family betrayals going back generations. The seemingly respectable Geraint Wynne operates a sophisticated scheme to embezzle funds from his wife's charity, while manipulating his assistant Amir through a combination of threats and blackmail to photograph potential targets for extortion. Billy Knight's claims about witnessing a child's murder become increasingly significant, despite, or perhaps because of, his mental illness. His scattered recollections, while difficult to verify, contain specific details that align with other evidence they uncover. Strike recognizes that Billy's confused state might actually be protecting him from fully processing a traumatic memory. The personal and professional spheres collide when Robin discovers irrefutable evidence of Matthew's infidelity with Sarah Shadlock, lengthy text exchanges and hotel receipts revealing a long-term affair. This betrayal, while devastating, provides Robin with the clarity needed to end her marriage. Her growing emotional connection with Strike becomes more apparent through small glances, protective gestures, and an increasing ability to communicate without words. Yet both remain cautious, aware that their partnership and friendship carry stakes too high to risk with hasty romantic entanglements. The investigation leads Strike and Robin to Woolstone, where a chalk figure of a white horse adorns a hillside, matching Billy's description of where he witnessed the strangling. They discover a small wooden cross buried in nettles near the Knight's childhood home, and later unearth not a child's remains, but a horse's skull wrapped in a pink blanket, shot multiple times. This discovery confirms Billy did witness something traumatic, though not exactly what he believed. The horse appears connected to a painting called Mare Mourning that Robin discovers hidden at Chiswell House, potentially a valuable stubs worth over £20 million. As Strike pieces together the evidence, he develops a theory about Chiswell's murder, but refuses to share it with Robin, encouraging her to solve it herself. The investigation culminates in Robin being lured to a barge by Raphael Chiswell, who reveals himself as his father's killer. He confesses to drugging his father with amitriptyline, suffocating him, and staging the scene to look like suicide. His motive? To inherit the valuable painting and eliminate those who stood in his way. Strike and the police arrive just in time to prevent Raphael from killing Robin. In the aftermath, they finally learn the truth about Billy's traumatic memory. 20 years earlier, Freddie Chiswell, Jasper's eldest son, and his friends had cruelly drugged 5-year-old Billy with marijuana-laced yogurt. At the Uffington White Horse, Freddie had momentarily strangled his crying younger brother Raphael before shooting the family's beloved miniature horse and burying it with Jimmy and Billy's father's help. In Billy's drugged state, these events merged into the belief he'd witnessed a child's murder. Throughout Lethal White, the evolving relationship between Strike and Robin forms the emotional core of the story. Their professional partnership, while fundamentally strong, faces unprecedented tests as personal complications intersect with their investigative work. Their mutual respect and understanding continue to deepen, particularly evident in their wordless communication during surveillance operations and their ability to anticipate each other's thoughts during interviews. Strike's genuine concern for Robin's well-being after her traumatic discovery of Chiswell's body manifests in small but significant gestures, ensuring she takes breaks, watching for signs of distress, and offering quiet support. This stands in stark contrast to Matthew's self-centered response to her distress, where he prioritizes his own discomfort with her profession over her emotional needs. Robin's growth emerges as a central narrative thread as she confronts both professional challenges and personal crises. Her investigative skills flourish despite, or perhaps because of, the emotional turbulence in her personal life. The discovery of Matthew's infidelity, occurring during their honeymoon no less, forces her to acknowledge the fundamental problems in their marriage that she's long ignored. His jealousy of Strike, his dismissal of her career aspirations, and his subtle but persistent attempts to diminish her independence. Her decision to leave Matthew, though painful, represents a crucial step toward personal autonomy and authenticity, a choice that parallels her increasing confidence in her detective work. Strike's own relationship patterns reveal deeper complexities in his character. His casual arrangement with Lorelai inevitably crumbles when she seeks greater emotional commitment than he's willing to give, highlighting his tendency to maintain emotional distance even in intimate relationships. His chance encounter with his pregnant ex-fiancée Charlotte proves particularly revealing. Her presence still affects him physically and emotionally, demonstrating the lingering power of their 16-year relationship. However, his ability to resist her calculated attempts to rekindle their toxic relationship shows significant growth in his emotional maturity and self-awareness. The novel masterfully explores how past trauma shapes present behavior and relationships. Robin's lingering anxiety from her university assault manifests in panic attacks that she carefully conceals from both Strike and Matthew, illustrating both her determination and her struggle with vulnerability. Strike's military experience and the loss of his leg continue to affect not only his physical capabilities, but his approach to emotional intimacy. His hypervigilance and need for control extend beyond his professional life into his personal relationships. Billy's childhood trauma has profoundly distorted his understanding of reality, making him simultaneously a victim and an unreliable witness. Meanwhile, Raphael's experience of neglect and mistreatment by his father has twisted into a murderous resentment that drives the novel's central crime, demonstrating how unresolved trauma can have lethal consequences. Lethal White offers a penetrating examination of British class divisions through its masterfully contrasted settings and characters. The investigation weaves seamlessly between the privileged corridors of Parliament and sprawling aristocratic estates to the gritty, struggling working-class communities where the knights grew up. At the heart of this social tapestry lies the gallows business, a particularly dark intersection of these worlds where the wealthy Chiswells profit from execution equipment crafted by the knight's skilled but alcoholic father, highlighting the macabre symbiosis between the classes. The political backdrop of the 2012 London Olympics serves as more than mere setting. It becomes a powerful lens through which to examine national identity and social inequalities. While the Games promise to unite the nation in celebration, they instead expose deep-seated divisions. The contrast between the gleaming Olympic facilities and neglected council estates sharply illustrates London's stark wealth disparity. Jimmy Knight's left-wing activism, though sometimes undermined by his personal contradictions, emerges from legitimate grievances about systematic exploitation and entrenched class privilege. His passionate speeches at protest rallies and community meetings reveal the raw anger of those left behind by Britain's economic system. Chiswell embodies the worst aspects of Britain's upper classes, his conservative politics masking a deep contempt for social mobility. His casual cruelty toward those he considers beneath him manifests in subtle ways, from dismissive gestures to calculated humiliations of his staff. The novel particularly excels in depicting how class consciousness infiltrates even intimate relationships, shown through various characters' internalized shame or superiority complexes. Even the novel's title carries profound symbolic weight. Lethal White refers to a genetic condition in horses that results in all-white foals that die shortly after birth due to intestinal abnormalities, a powerful metaphor for the beautiful but fundamentally flawed facades maintained by many characters. This condition parallels how the outward perfection of upper-class life often masks internal corruption, while also suggesting how inherited privilege can carry its own destructive legacy. The pristine white surfaces, whether in the form of country estates, political careers, or social reputations, often conceal fatal flaws that ultimately prove devastating. The investigation's path through various social strata allows Galbraith to explore how class affects everything from speech patterns to moral choices, creating a rich commentary on modern British society. Through careful observation of details like clothing, mannerisms, and social expectations, the novel builds a comprehensive critique of class-based power structures that continue to shape British life. As the novel concludes, a complex web of justice unfolds across multiple dimensions. Raphael faces prosecution for his father's murder, a crime rooted in years of familial dysfunction and hidden resentments. The evidence against him is damning, including both physical traces and witness testimonies that piece together the night of the minister's death. Jimmy Knight's elaborate blackmail scheme, which targeted multiple victims through carefully orchestrated manipulation, has been exposed, revealing the extent of his calculated exploitation of others' secrets and shame. Billy Bevan finally learns the truth about what he witnessed as a child in the Dell, a moment that has tormented his psyche and shaped his entire adult life. This revelation offers him not just clarity, but a chance at genuine psychological recovery from the delusion that has haunted him for decades. His sister Flick's role in protecting him adds another layer to their shared trauma and healing journey. The epilogue presents a moment of quiet reflection as Strike and Robin walk along the Thames, discussing the case's resolution while watching boats pass beneath London's gray sky. Robin has begun addressing her trauma through professional therapy, working through both recent events and longer-standing issues from her past assault. Her decision to move into a new flat in a different neighborhood symbolizes more than just a change of address. It represents her emergence as a fully independent woman and detective, stepping out from the shadows of her failed marriage and past traumas. Strike's physical recovery mirrors broader themes of healing throughout the novel. His improving mobility suggests progress not just in his physical rehabilitation, but in his ability to move forward emotionally. The comfortable rapport between Strike and Robin during their riverside walk demonstrates how far their partnership has evolved from its early days. Their planned evening meeting at their friend's home carries deeper significance, suggesting both their growing integration into each other's personal lives and the blurring line between their professional and personal relationship. Lethal White ultimately explores how people can navigate paths forward from trauma and deception toward truth and authentic connection. The mystery's resolution brings clarity not just to the criminal case, but to the characters' understanding of themselves and their places in the world. Various characters, from Billy to Robin to Strike himself, must confront their past wounds to move toward healing. As Strike and Robin part ways in the London rain, there's a palpable sense that while some mysteries have been solved, others remain tantalizingly unresolved, particularly the complex nature of their feelings for each other, which continues to deepen and evolve. Their story suggests that while justice can bring closure to criminal cases, personal growth and human connections remain ongoing investigations, with new chapters waiting to be written. Throughout Lethal White, characters maintain carefully constructed facades that mask their true natures and intentions, creating a complex web of deception that drives both the narrative and character development. This theme of deception versus reality permeates every aspect of the novel, from the central investigation to the most intimate personal relationships. Raphael Chiswell presents himself as a charming, somewhat hapless young man, a persona deliberately crafted to deflect suspicion, while meticulously concealing his murderous calculations and deep-seated resentments. Geraint Wynne cultivates the image of a devoted husband and dedicated charity worker while systematically sexually harassing young women and orchestrating an elaborate scheme to embezzle from his wife's charitable organization. Even the protagonists, Robin and Strike, must embrace deception through their undercover work, adopting false identities that sometimes blur the lines between their authentic and performed selves. The most poignant deception manifests in Robin's marriage to Matthew, a relationship maintained through increasingly elaborate mutual pretense long after genuine love has withered. Their anniversary weekend at an expensive hotel becomes a masterclass in performative happiness, with every gesture and word carefully choreographed to maintain the illusion of marital bliss. Robin's mechanical utterance of "I love you" becomes particularly haunting as she realizes the words have become empty sounds, devoid of their original meaning. Similarly, Strike's relationship with Lorelai functions as a comfortable arrangement built on unspoken compromises until she demands an emotional honesty that he cannot or will not provide, forcing both to confront the artifice of their connection. These personal deceptions mirror the larger investigative themes with striking parallels. Just as the characters must distinguish between appearances and reality in their relationships, Strike and Robin must navigate through layers of lies, half-truths, and deliberate misdirection to solve Chiswell's murder. The investigation reveals how people construct elaborate false narratives not just to deceive others, but sometimes to deceive themselves. The ultimate revelation that Billy's traumatic memory combined elements of different events into a distorted whole underscores how perception and reality can diverge, especially when filtered through the lenses of trauma, self-preservation, or deliberate deception. This discovery serves as a powerful metaphor for the novel's broader exploration of truth and illusion, suggesting that even our most deeply held beliefs about reality might be constructed from fragments of misunderstood or misremembered experiences. The novel's intricate exploration of deception extends beyond individual characters to examine how societal expectations and class distinctions create their own forms of institutionalized pretense, where people must perform certain roles to maintain their social position or achieve their objectives. This layered approach to truth and deception creates a rich narrative texture where nothing can be taken at face value, and every revelation potentially masks deeper secrets. Family relationships and inherited burdens form another crucial theme in the novel. The Chiswell family is haunted by the death of eldest son Freddie, whose golden memory overshadows his siblings. The discovery that Freddie was capable of cruelty, strangling his brother and shooting a beloved horse, challenges this idealized legacy. Similarly, the Knight brothers carry the burden of their father's alcoholism and violence, with Jimmy channeling his resentment into political activism, while Billy struggles with mental illness. Even Strike and Robin confront family legacies. Strike's complicated feelings about his famous rock star father and bohemian mother influence his approach to relationships, while Robin's conventional middle-class upbringing shapes her initial choices, including her marriage to Matthew. Both must break free from these inherited patterns to forge authentic paths forward. The novel suggests that while we cannot escape our family histories, we can choose how to respond to them, whether to perpetuate destructive patterns, as Raphael does, or to break free and create new possibilities, as Robin begins to do by leaving her marriage. As the investigation concludes and the characters move forward, Letha White leaves readers with a powerful meditation on truth, justice, and human connection. The mysteries have been solved, but the characters' journeys continue, shaped by their experiences, yet not defined by them. In the rain-soaked London streets, Strike and Robin walk together toward an uncertain but hopeful future, having uncovered not just the truth about a murder, but deeper truths about themselves and each other. Ambition drives many characters in Letha White, often with destructive consequences. Raphael's desire for wealth and status leads him to murder. Jasper Chiswell's political ambitions cause him to compromise his ethics, selling gallows without paying the knights their share. Geraint Wynne's aspirations for influence lead to financial fraud and blackmail. Even Matthew's career ambitions contribute to the deterioration of his marriage as he prioritizes advancement over Robin's needs and dreams. In contrast, Strike and Robin's ambition is directed toward uncovering truth rather than personal gain. Their detective work represents a more constructive form of ambition, one focused on justice and clarity rather than power or wealth. This distinction helps explain why their partnership endures despite challenges, while relationships built on more selfish ambitions ultimately collapse. The novel asks profound questions about what we value and what we're willing to sacrifice to achieve our goals. For some characters, like Raphael, the answer is everything, including their moral compass and freedom. For others, like Robin, the journey involves discovering that some sacrifices aren't worth making, as she realizes her marriage to Matthew has required suppressing her true self. In the end, Lethal White suggests that truth, both factual truth in investigation and emotional truth in relationships, holds greater value than any achievement gained through deception. As Strike and Robin part ways in the rain, their commitment to honesty with each other, however uncomfortable, points toward a more authentic future than the carefully maintained facades that have crumbled around them throughout the novel.